Mozambique's opposition leader, Venancio Mondlane, arrived this morning in the Mozambican capital, Maputo, after almost 3 months in exile, after he fled, fearing for his life in protest of the October 9 general elections, which was announced and gave the victory to the ruling Frelimo Party candidate, Daniel Chapo. On his arrival in Maputo, Mondlane said he had come to Mozambique to face justice. He had come to Mozambique so that whoever wants to talk to him for a dialogue, he is ready. He is ready for anything. He came to be with his supporters. He said he came to visit the mass graves of those who were killed during the violent protests that has killed more than close to 500 people in 8 weeks of violent protests.
Supporters appeared near the airport to greet him, but reports are saying that riot police armed with tear gas moved to disrupt the gatherings. Talk to us about police action on his supporters.
Thousands of supporters want to make it into the airport building, but surprisingly, the police sealed off most of the roads leading into the airport. Just after Mondlane's plane landed in Maputo Airport, as Mondlane stepped off the airport, crowds were around the airport to greet him and they wanted to visit him. But that was the time we started seeing police from all many streets in around the airport firing tear gas, amongst them live bullets to the thousands of crowds who wanted to greet and visit Mondlane on his arrival in Maputo. And we are told that after Mondlane left the airport, he was heading to a place called the P Square in Maputo, where thousands were marching with him along that main road linking the city and the airport. Mondlane was on top of his car addressing his candidates. Unconfirmed reports say three of his supporters were shot dead by the police using real bullets.
Any government action against Mondlane could send Mozambique, still scarred by years of civil war, into a major crisis. So is the government making any overtures to resolve this crisis?
Venancio Mondlane was accused of trying to overthrow the government and the destruction of public infrastructure. So they laid against him three civil and individual cases against him. As he arrived in Mozambique, surprisingly today, President Philippe Nyusi convened a meeting with political parties and say that he is committed to dialogue and is ready to speak to all interested parties for the country's stability. However, Venancio Mondlane did not take part in that meeting because he was still at the airport arriving in Maputo. But other candidates, like the losing candidates Osuf Momad of RENAMO and Lutero Simango of the Mozambique Democratic Movement, and President-elect Daniel Chapo were in that meeting. And that Chapo himself told reporters shortly after the meeting that he is committed to looking for all avenues for peace in Mozambique. Chapo said technical committee will be created to see how the dialogue can be put in place.
And lastly, Charles, you are in Maputo. How is the mood and the feeling in Maputo, and how is the feeling and mood of the whole country regarding Venancio Mondlane's return from self-exile?
People are really excited with Mondlane's return to Mozambique after almost 2 months in exile. People are saying in the streets now, they are willing to see, they want to hear from their leader what he has on the sleeves about the country going forward. I spoke to one or two analysts. They are saying that Mondlane's coming to Maputo means three things. One, it could be the intensification of protests should there be no any dialogue or agreement between the warring parties. The others are saying that Mondlane's visit to Maputo will pave way for the dialogue to start between all the concerned parties, including the ruling party and other contesting political parties. So now we wait. We're expecting a lot of things to be happening before President-elect Chapo takes his office in the next 10 days. So the mood is very excited. People are not sure about the uncertainty of the country, but what they want for now, they want everything to come to normal. They want a normal Mozambique from now going on. But we are not sure what will happen because nothing has been said that gives an indication of what will happen from now onwards until Chapo takes his office in 10 days.